say if you wanted to get in touch with somebody rather than call them, you might sit down and
write
in the past form.
Wrote.
And you have
written.
And you might say something like, well, after I've gone to the trouble of writing him a letter, I expect to get a
reply
or an
answer.
What do you say that you do after you've written a letter? On the outside of the envelope, you
address it.
You might say, well, I'd like to write so and so, but I don't know his
address.
Or say if a little boy has learned something new, like how to whistle, for example, you might ask him, well, who, how to do that?
Taught you. Although learned is still fairly common.
You know any names that children use to describe another child who goes around telling on other children?
Tattletale.
To you, is there any difference between to tattle and to gossip?
Yes.
Could you make a distinction?
Gossip, okay, tattle to me implies divulging information to an authority that can do take some revenge or disciplinary action against the person that's been informed upon.
I see.
Gossip is just a couple of gossip trading
stories.
Yeah. Whatever.
These things that you put in vases, you call those
flowers.
Things that a child plays with. You say he has a lot of different
toys.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Play toys.
Heard about play pretties.
Yeah. You want a definition of gossip?
Yeah.
To small country church, got a new preacher, Baptist church. That's about all we got out here. And the preacher was smiting them hip and thigh.
What?
Smiting them hip and thigh, getting after them. And he says, and all you whiskey drinkers are going to go to hell. These two little babies, you know, were sitting down there. Amen, brother. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? And all you women chasers are going to go straight to hell. You might as well turn that off. It's a long story.
Sure.
And they go, amen, brother. Amen. And he says, and all you cigarette smokers are going to go to hell. And they go, amen, brother. Amen. And he says, and all you snuff dippers are going to go to hell. He said, wait a second. He stopped preaching and started gossiping.
Wow. Baptist preacher. This expression, you might say something like, well, sure, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone a block before it
started to rain
or
pour. Sprinkle.
I had in mind another verb besides started. Started to rain or
began.
What about the past form of that?
Begun.
Say if you're in a hurry, you don't want to just walk to get somewhere, you begin to
run.
In the past.
Ran.
And I have
run.
Or say if you gave your wife a bracelet as a gift and she was just sitting there looking at it. You might say, well, don't just look at it, go ahead and
wear it.
Or
worn.
Say if talking about ride horses, somebody might say something like, well, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Or say, talking about some boy who broke a window, somebody might say, well, that wasn't an accident, he did that
on purpose. Deliberately. I do know a few of them.